Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Hello, and welcome back to the Double Dutch Rudder Podcast. Hey, it's been a while. I haven't done one of these in a really long time. And there is a bit of a reason for that. You may have heard of this little thing called imposter syndrome. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about a little bit today. I kind of been suffering from it. And it's really something, you know, you can encounter in any aspect of your life, not just necessarily creative. Imposter syndrome is really something where you just... it's not that you don't feel authentic, but you don't feel like what you're doing is genuine, sort of. That's kind of what imposter syndrome is. You don't feel like you are what you actually are. So it can be a little bit debilitating. You know, I think some musicians and writers and things like that would probably call that writer's block. Or something along those lines. It's being a musician myself, you know, sometimes you just run into it and think, you know, I just don't really have anything to say, or I don't have anything to say that I think is worth listening to. And that's maybe a better description to me of what imposter syndrome is. So definitely haven't been meeting my goal this year of podcast. But I'm definitely going to try and get more frequent with this because I do enjoy doing podcasts and everything. So anyway, I figured since I was kind of dealing with that over the past several months, you know, I thought it would be something good to talk about on here. You know, I wonder how many other people go through that, you know, feeling like you're just... things just don't feel right, or you don't feel like you're worth being heard. Because I mean, that can even go beyond imposter syndrome. That can go through relationships and things like that. So it's a tough thing to deal with, but you know, I think it's one of those things, and I'm not really good at doing this, but kind of just pushing yourself through. Because I have quite a few creative endeavors, podcast being one of them, music being another one, that I haven't really been pushing myself like I should. And I think that's the key to kind of getting through that, is just kind of pushing yourself, for kind of forcing yourself to do it anyway, even if it doesn't feel right, even if you don't feel worthy, just do it anyway. It's kind of that fake it till you make it kind of thing that a lot of people talk about. And to a certain extent, that's true. It's because it's a lack of confidence. It's a lack of self-worth that I think you can kind of get mentally stuck in sometimes. And, you know, I certainly know I do when it comes to music and podcasting and photography. But yeah, just kind of fake it till you make it. And I think you can push past those confidence issues, and you really have to kind of try and sit back and be objective. Like, go back, you know, listen to those things that you kind of forced yourself to do and the things that you didn't force yourself to do, and try and listen to them objectively. You know, listen to them with fresh ears. I mean, sometimes, like with music, you just kind of step away from a song and just give it room to just kind of be itself, and allow yourself to become not as familiar with it as you were when you were recording it. Or if it's a book that you're writing, when you were writing it down, you know, that kind of thing. Just so you can kind of see it with fresh new eyes. Anyway, this is going to be a pretty short and sweet one. Just about 5 minutes. But, in other news, I recently, as in a few months ago, released a new album of music. Some of it was released under my little electronic side project named Dubcycle, and I just decided to put it out of my own name, in my own name. So you can find it out there. It's called Shadows and Ghosts, the Electronic Collection. And it's a collection of stuff that I have recorded and put together over about a decade almost. A lot of it was just done with the iPad, apps on the iPad. And I really like it. I'm kind of proud of it. I went through and remastered everything, even the stuff that was previously released, just because I wanted to have it, you know, sound nice and everything. So, you know, go check that out. But other than that, I think we can go ahead and call this a show. And you may be saying to yourself, what's this music we're listening to? It is actually off of Shadows and Ghosts, the Electronic Collection. Anyway, thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon.